Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Storm. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Howdy, folks. This is Dick Huddleston. Well, Sir Lum and Abner are shut of Cedric and his old tent out in front of the store, but they're in worse trouble now. Because Squire Skimp bought the little strip of ground from Cedric, and he's now trying to sell it back to Lum and Abner for way yonder more than it's worth. Let's go over to the Jot 'em Down store and see if they've figured out how to deal with Squire. That's Abner just entering the store.
Well, howdy, Abner. Come on in.
Hi. For the land's sake, Grandpap, you down here already?
Yeah, I thought I'd better get down here early. I got a lot of reading to do. I never realized there was so many books that you fellas put in the pigeon-toed library.
Yeah? What book are you reading now?
The Almanac.
Still on it, huh?
Yeah. Awful interesting.
Well?
Lots of good information in this seven-legged thing.
Well, I just wish you'd tell in there what we can do about Squire Skimp.
Squire Skimp?
Yeah, he bought that little strip of land from the store from Cedric, and now he's trying to sell it back to us for $500.
Well, just don't buy it. Tain't no particular use to you.
Well, no, but he says he might sell it to somebody and put up a big signboard out there. Then nobody could see the store.
Yeah, well, quick as I catch up on reading here, I'll try to think up something to help you.
I worked on it practical all night. Couldn't think of not a thing in the world. I don't reckon Lum studied up nothing neither.
Well, for the law of me sakes, Abner.
Huh?
Did you know Anna Edson Taylor?
No, I don't believe so. Pine Ridge woman, is she?
Well, it don't say here where she's from.
Well, what about her?
She went over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
Oh, my goodness. Did she, sure enough?
According to the almanac, she
Oh,
did.
Me, what a pity. That poor woman. She must have got too close to the edge of the falls, I reckon.
Yeah, must have.
She was in a barrel, did they say?
According to the almanac, yeah.
Well, now, she ought to know better than to get out there in a barrel. Be hard enough to keep away from them falls in a regular motor's boat. I've saw pictures of that Niagara Falls. No, because they don't wait for nothing.
Yeah, and there's pretty strong current going over there, all right.
Oh, yes. I've sat there and looked at that through the stereoscope, scared myself to death.
Oh, it makes you dizzy, don't it?
Too bad it had to happen on her honeymoon.
Honeymoon? Was she on her honeymoon?
Well, she must have been. She was at Niagara Falls, wasn't she?
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
When did this happen? Yesterday?
Let's see here. No, it happened in October. October the 24th, 1901. The almanac, yeah.
And we're just hearing about it now? Doggies, the mails is getting slower every day.
And in 1911, Bobby Leach went over the falls in a barrel.
He did? For the land's sake, what's all them people doing out there floating around in barrels for?
I don't know. I reckon it's fashionable about that time. They got a regular epidemic of it going on back there, looks like.
Well, sir, them things are just hard to steer, I'll tell them that. I don't believe you could paddle one of them very good, neither.
Maybe that's all they could afford, though, Abner.
Afford?
Yeah. Here's a nice young couple on their honeymoon, and they more than likely figured it'd be nice to take a boat ride, but they spent all their money getting married and paying the preacher and all, so all they could afford was a barrel.
Well, that's just about what happened. Of course, now, there was just one person in the barrel, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I reckon this Bobby, whatever his name is, more than likely got in the barrel first to try it out and see if it was safe. That's natural.
Yeah, well, that's where he made his mistake.
Oh, sure.
But now, in that first case, sir, that Anna, whatever her name was, it was that woman that went over the falls.
Well, her husband must have been a better talker than Bobby was.
Must have been.
Talked her into testing it.
Well, he done right, I'll tell him that. I'd say that's the best thing to do. Oh, Grandpap, what are we going to do out in the street there?
How's that?
Look out there. There's a couple of fellas out there with the, what do you call it, a surveying outfit.
Yeah, looks like they're surveying the street all right.
Yeah. What do you reckon they're doing that for now?
Well, I just don't know. I recollect that's what they done before they put the hard road through at the county seat. I seen them do it, looking through them little things.
Doggies, you don't reckon that's what they're going to do out here, do you? Pave the main street?
I don't know what else they'd be paving.
No. Curious, though. We ain't heard nothing about it.
No. Maybe the city council just decided to go ahead with it. Get it done.
Yeah, wait a minute. There comes Lum up out there. Maybe he knows what this is all about. Lesson he's been too busy trying to figure out some way to get our land back from Squire. Me and him was both supposed to study up ideas on that, but be honest, I couldn't think of none.
Well, morning, Abner.
Say it, Lom.
Hello, Grandpap. How are you today?
Oh, just only tolerably, Lom.
Lom, did you see them surveying fellers out there?
Whereabouts?
Right out there. You must have practical bumped into them.
Oh, yeah.
Reckon they're going to pave the road?
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, ain't you heard nothing about it?
No, I ain't. Sounds like a good idea, though.
Yeah, that'd be a good improvement. You'd shut all that dust in the summertime, all that.
Have you told Elizabeth about this? She'd more likely to be glad to hear it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll call her up right now. She likes to hear what's going on here in town. Just
hey,
love it.
Jiminy, Abner, here's another one that went over the falls.
Oh, my goodness alive.
Only thing, this one went over in a 758-pound rubber ball.
Huh?
Gene A. Joshier of Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah, wait a minute, Grandpap. Hello, honey. This is your man, Abner. Yeah. Say, honey, I think they're going to pave the street. Well, they're out there surveying it right now.
Of course, I reckon that'll be a big expense to them that has property along here.
Yeah, of course, it'll be an expense to them that's got property along here.
That paving costs a lot of money.
How's that, honey? No, you better stay there now and get your work did. Yeah, all right, honey. Goodbye. She wanted to come in and watch them pave.
Well, now, man, maybe they ain't aiming on paving at all.
Well, what else would they be surveying for?
I don't know.
Oh, no, that's bound to be it. Reckon they're going to put in streetcar tracks, too?
Streetcar tracks? What for? We ain't got no streetcars here in Pine Ridge.
No, but I've noticed in all the pictures of big towns where they got paved streets, well, they generally have streetcar tracks. Or was that our rain?
Better answer it and see.
Yeah, I'll get it. Hello, jot them down, store and library. Abner Peabody done a talking. Oh, howdy, Luke. Yeah, that's what I hear, Luke. Where'd you hear it? Oh, well, she must have heard me telling it to Elizabeth on the party line. Well, no, I don't know exactly, Luke. Let me ask Lom. Luke wants to know how much this paving's going to cost him.
Well, I just ain't got the least idea.
Oughtn't to cost him much. That lunchroom of his ain't got much frontage there.
No, might not cost over $20, and then maybe it'll cost him $100. I just don't know.
Luke, might cost hundreds of dollars. Well, that stuff pretty expensive, I think. Yeah, but Luke, think what a big improvement it'd be. Yeah, well, I don't think there's nothing that you can do about it now, Luke. Well, all right. Yeah, all right. Goodbye, Luke. Old Pinchpenny. He's again idy because it's got to cost him something.
Abner, I wish you'd refrain from talking about my nephew in that tone of voice, if you don't mind.
Excuse me, Grandpap. Excuse me.
He's my own flesh and bones, you know.
Uh-huh. Seems to me that when you have a chance to make an improvement over that... wait a minute, I dog is long. I just happen to think here, this is going to cost us, too. Cost us more than it will Luke.
Why will it?
Why, because we got more frontage than Luke has.
Well, now, there's where you're wrong. We ain't got no frontage at all no more.
Huh?
Squire Skimp owns that now, don't you recollect?
I dog is that's right. Why, sure, he'll have to pay for all the paving, won't he? Well, oh, this is a good one on Squire.
I wonder if he still wants $500 for that little strip of ground.
Yeah, let's call him up and ask him.
No, now, don't call him up. I think that phone call you made spread the news pretty good. Let's just sit back and see what happens.
Yeah, that's right. Be better for us if he hangs on to it. Till after the pavings did, anyway, and paid for her. I know we couldn't afford to pay for her.
Oh, we sure couldn't.
You know, I was just thinking, Lom. We was feeling so bad because we couldn't study up no way to get even with Squire. Now this happens. Just right out of the blue sky.
Quite a coincidence, all right.
Well, it's just cuter how things work out. I reckon if you live right, I know it. Hey, Lom, look. There comes old Squire up out there. Never wasted no time getting over here.
Now, let me do all the talking, Abner. Let me handle it.
Yeah, sure.
Well, howdy, Squire, old boy. Come on in.
Well, gentlemen, how are my good friends today?
Oh, pretty good, Squire.
Say, Lom, I've been thinking about your little predicament here. With the possibilities of somebody buying that little strip of ground, you know, and slapping a billboard up in front of your store.
Yeah.
I just hate to see that happen to you, Lom. Hate to see it the worst way.
Well, sometimes a body just has to put up with such things.
No, you don't, Lom. Not when you've got a good friend like me. I value our friendship too highly to let a thing like this happen to you, Lum. So in view of that, in spite of the fact that it'll mean a financial loss to me, I'm going to give you that property back, Lum. Absolutely free.
Well, that's awful thought of you, Squire.
No, Lum, we don't want it back.
I would like to think it over for a few days, though, Squire.
Think it over? Well, what's there to think about? It's not costing you a cent.
Yeah, but there might be certain expenses with frontage property like that.
Now, I'm anxious to get this matter settled. I know this whole thing has caused you inconvenience and possible loss of business, so I'm going to give you the ground, and I'll throw in $20 for your trouble.
All right, Granny, it's a deal, Squire.
No.
Put her there, Squire.
All right. Now, here's your money, and here are the papers right here, Lum.
Well, fine. I'm sure much obliged.
Well, it's all right, Lum. Always glad to help a friend, you know that. So long, man.
Yeah, so long.
Lum, you idiot. Now we're going to have to pay for all that paving.
Are we? Here, Abner, put 10 of this in the cash drawer.
What are you going to do with that other 10? Keep it?
No, I owe this to them two fellas. It's hard to stand out there in the street with some surveying equipment.
Huh?
It's like I've always said, Abner, there's more than one way to skin a cat.